question was recently asked in Halakha in the regard of Birchot HaShachar. Should one say the Beracha of Baruch HaNoten LeYa'ef Kawah? Is it proper to say? Is it proper to skip? Or maybe there's a third option where it's optional. The first mention of this beracha is mentioned in the Tur. The Tur brings down that in the morning blessings we say Hanoten LeYa'ef Kawah. The Bet Yosef on that Tur in Siman Mem Vav jumps on it and says we haven't seen this beracha not in the Talmud, and therefore he wonders who made it up and where it come from. And since we don't have it based on Talmud, people cannot just make up their own blessings. Even though it's a nice blessing, God gives energy to those that are exhausted. You wake up in the morning. But since it's not found in the Talmud, it's hard to say that you can make such a berakah. Maran then writes this in Shulchan Aruch Siman Mem Vav in the Halakha, that you shouldn't say the berakah v'notem la'yarev kawah. You should skip it. Don't say it. And based on this, the Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu from Vilna did not say Hanoten Le'ef Kawah in his Birchot HaShachar, as well as the great Rabbi called Pri Hadash, Rabbi Haskel de Silva. He skipped it. However, came Rav Hida, Rabbi Yochai Yosef David Azulai, and said to Birkei Yosef, he said that we have a Kabbalah from Levin Wa'ari, that he said that not only we should say the beracha, but the beracha has a place, and therefore we should say it. Then he goes on to say that if Maran Shulchan Aruch would have known the opinion of Rabbeinu Ari, could be he would have retracted. Some say he actually did retract, but nonetheless, that's what Hida's principle is. If Maran would have seen the Ariza, he would have concurred and said, you can say the beracha v'notem la'yarev kawah b'shem ha'malchut. And that's the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai as well, to say v'notem la'yarev kawah based on the Ben Wa'ali. Achav HaMadiyah himself is not too fond of that principle, that if Maran would have seen the Arizal, that he would have retracted. He's not so sure that he would have retracted. Maybe yes, maybe no. Then the Hida writes that we have a rule. The Ben Ish Chai says this many times. That now you have Arizal says to make a beracha. And you have Shulchan Aruch says, don't make a beracha. Generally, there's a principle that's called Safek Berachot, Lakir. So we should say, no beracha. However, the Hida, the Ben Ish Chai, has a rule that says that we do not say Safek Berachot Lakir against the Ben Wa'ali. Safek Berachot Lakir against everybody, not against the Arizal. Chavavadiyah questions that principle as well. He's not so sure that that's the principle that we follow. However, he clearly writes, as well as Lacham David in the Usot Hayim in Siman Mem Vav, he writes that clearly there's a minhag to say Hanoten Le'ef Kawah. And based on the minhag, we have a rule that says we don't say something berachot la'akel against the minhag. So there's two ways to approach this. Either I say it's Rabbeinu Ari, and once Rabbeinu Ari said something, the case is closed, and I don't care about anybody else's opinion. Or I can say no, Rabbeinu Ari, it's against Maran, I don't know who to take. But then I have a rule of a minhag. What's the minhag? If you look at all of the sidurim that we have, without exception, every sidur in the Birchot HaShachar has Hanoten Le'ef Kawah v'shem ha'malchut. None of our sidurim tell us to skip it or make it optional. It's a berakha like all the other berakhot. Most people don't even realize that this berakha was contested. That's how part of the nosach is. And then Chaim David writes that it's minhag to say. And therefore, in the place of minhag, we don't say something but a kid. So therefore, no matter how you approach it, either from the Minhag angle or from the Arizal angle, all the roads lead to the conclusion that we say it. Or the road will lead, like Maran said, not to say it. Hakama Baja, the Ben Yishai, Hida, which is the main portion of the Sephardim, all ruled to say it, for whatever reasons. Ben Yishai Alpi Asor, Hakama Baja Alpi Haminhag. Different approaches, but get to the same conclusion. So therefore, the answer to the question is that most certainly, one should not look to change the minhagim and to break from the tradition that we've had for hundreds of years and that's written in the Sidur. Now, one option clearly is not brought down by anybody, and that is to do what you want. Optional is not an option. For the simple reason, because make up your mind, either is a beracha lebatala or it's not a beracha lebatala. So you can't say, well, I'll choose. What do you mean you're going to choose? These are two opposing opinions over here. Once already you're going to give me an option to say it, that means you're saying it's not a beracha lebatala. How can the same breath give me an option not to say it? These are two opposing opinions. Why would you give an option on something that was a minhag to say for so many years? So then, halakha l'maaseh, one should continue to say the beracha, v'rotena yevkoa, yeshev u'malchut, and he does not have to be concerned whatsoever about any hashash of beracha l'batala.